Joining us now, here's Lutheran Hour speaker, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
Thanks, Mark. And thanks to Dr. Pavela for encouraging us to use our God-given talents in every stage of life. Today, I am visiting again with Dr. Reed Lessing. He teaches courses about the Bible and Christian life at Concordia University in Minnesota. Welcome back to the program, Reed.
Great to be back with you, Mike.
Reed, you have written this book. It's a practical commentary, so not an academic commentary. So if someone's just looking for good practical guidance on reading the book of Numbers, this is your book. It's titled Hope in the Wilderness. And we've mentioned in the series here that the Hebrew title for the book is In the Wilderness, a little bit more exciting than just Numbers. But how did it get the name Numbers and Numbers of what? Tell us about that.
When I was doing a little, background research for this book, I actually found out that among about 35 commentaries on the book of Numbers, there were 18 significantly different outlines of the book. So what I thought is that, there must be a simpler way to understand Numbers. Then I came across another commentary, and the argument of this particular commentary on Numbers was that the whole book then is about the two censuses. One is in chapter 1, and the second is in Numbers chapter 26. So that really is the key to the book. I'm convinced. The book of Numbers is about generational sin and learning from generational sin. The first generation of adults who came out of Egypt were a massive failure. In fact, out of those 600,000 men counted in chapter 1, how many made it to the promised land? Two. The second generation, though, their children, who are counted in chapter 26, they succeed in just stellar, amazing ways. In fact, everyone dies in the wilderness except Caleb and Joshua, the first 25 chapters. No one dies from chapters 26 to 36. There's no recorded deaths. So what did the second generation do? They rejoiced in the gifts the parents gave them, right? They weren't all bad, but they learned about when and then thinking. They learned about impatience. They learned about envy. They learned about idolatry. They said, we are not going to do that.
So that second generation, as the Lord said to Moses, that they're going to live, they're going to grow up in the wilderness. I'm going to take care of them. They're going to be shepherds for 40 years. They're going to suffer for your mistakes, your sins. But then I'm going to give them the land that you rejected. So how did God, say more about how God formed that second generation through 40 years growing up in the wilderness?
A wonderful summary of the book of Numbers is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 13. So I would invite listeners, if you think, I just don't have time to read 36 chapters. Well, read 13 verses, and you really get a pretty good sense of what happened in the book of Numbers. Again, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. But Paul writes that, right, for Christians to learn from Israel's mistakes. You read through the book of Numbers, and Paul is going to review it in 1 Corinthians 10, and you can pretty much assume that this is what the children saw the parents doing and saying, I don't think it's a good idea to drive this car off the cliff. I don't think we're going to survive. We could certainly make that educated guess.
And that's that passage where you get that so often quoted that God, no temptation has overtaken you that's not common to humanity. And in every temptation, God will, he will give you a way out to provide a means of escape.
God continually provides ways of escape and provides ways of salvation, as we're kind of seeing through your sermon series and these interviews. We've got the manna and the quail in chapter 11 in Numbers, the water coming out of the rock in Numbers chapter 20, the humble leadership, Moses and Aaron, though not perfect, they're godly men, And primarily, all of the predictions and the presence and the patterns, right, that we see pointing to Christ Jesus. So you're right. It's a wonderful summary, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, of God's gospel provisions for people in the wilderness of life.
So Paul summarizes Numbers in 13 verses 2,000 years ago. How would Reed Lessing summarize Numbers for today, for 2025, that for Christians?
Right. And I've given some thought to that. And a wonderful summary is simply Numbers 1 verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses. This is a speaking God. And he speaks his word. And at the end of chapter 7 in Numbers, it says God speaks from above the mercy seat. So God speaks mercy to Moses, right, the main human leader, in the wilderness of Sinai, the tent of meeting. There you've got the presence of Christ. The first day, the second month, the second year, after they'd come out of the land of Egypt. This is the God who rescues people with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. So you've got really all the major people and places and theology and gospel right there in the first verse of the book.
So we attend to the God who speaks because he speaks mercy in Jesus. And that's something we need today. Thank you again for joining us. Again, Dr. Lessing's book is titled Hope in the Wilderness. It's a practical commentary on the book of Numbers. Check it out. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Lessing.
Thank you.